And now it's time to hear some highlights from Science Saturday. We sent Meera Senthilingam off to roam around the hands-on activities in the biology zones right in the centre of Cambridge. And here's what she found.
I've come along to the pathology department on the Downing site. I'm here with Christine Watson, who works here in pathology. Hello, Christine.
Hello.
What have you got going on in your section?
Well, this morning we're showing people how cells make milk. We're very interested in the mammary gland and how that goes wrong in cancer. But in order to do that, we need to understand normal mammary function. And so today we have an exhibit on breast cells and how they make milk. We have lots of interactive exhibits for the kids to look at different animals and how much milk they might make, and to come and look at all the different things in milk and look at the fat and the protein and the sugars and all these things.
And how are you displaying this? How is it interactive?
We have lots of posters, and we have guess how much milk, a mechanical fax machine here, so the kids can put balls in the machine and study how we separate cells to determine their different functions.
So you have everyone guessing how much milk these animals make, but I can actually see some milk and cheese down the end there. What's that for?
Well, we thought it would be really exciting for people to taste different sorts of milk and realise how the flavour is actually made. So some animals make a lot of fat in the milk and some have much more sugar. And so we have milks to try here. We have goat's milk and cow's milk. And we even have milk from a plant. We have soya milk, which some people drink because they don't like animal milk. And so there's lots of things to try and taste.
And so what are you hoping they walk away with, having come to this section?
I hope they'll go away with an understanding of actually how exciting it is to study science, and also to have some idea of how the mammary gland actually makes milk. I think lots of people don't understand how cells make milk.
And how do cells make milk?
Well, during pregnancy, very special cells called ovular cells grow, and these cells can then make protein and lipid, and they then secrete that into the ducts in the gland, and then when the infant suckles at the teat, they can actually withdraw that milk. And these cells all die at the end of lactation when they're not needed anymore.
And is it these cells that go wrong in cancer, or is it a variety of cells?
It's usually these kind of cells that go wrong in cancer. So if they don't die properly, then women can get cancer. In fact, dogs and other mammals can get cancer too. So we're really very interested in finding out how we can kill these cells if they go wrong.
So I've wandered over to the new museum site, and I'm here with festival patron Carol Vorderman. Hello, Carol.
Hello.
So what have you been doing this morning?
Well, I was over near Plant Sciences earlier on and seeing lots of people dress up as bees and then getting lost in a very large yellow flower. Then I was getting my DNA extracted, shaken up in a little test tube along with various chemicals.
Were you able to take it home with you?
Yes, you are. You can make it into a little necklace on your own test tube and take it home. How fantastic is that? And then I went to see the lecture about the science of Doctor Who, which was, oh man, it's real.
I've come over to the biology zone and it's extremely busy. There are hundreds of people queuing up outside just to come in. There's a whole variety of activities going on. Now, over in the distance, I can see children bashing a machine of some form with quite a lot of force, so I'm just going to go and see what that activity's about. It's the Neuroni section, and I'm here with Isabel, who's organising this particular area. Hello, Isabel.
Hello.
So, why are children bashing that machine over there?
Actually, they're trying to get their motor coordination as better as they can, so they're pressing one button to the next one for 45 seconds, and we're just recording how much they do. We're using these tests in the clinic. These are used in the diagnostic for patients with Parkinson's disease or Huntington's disease.
What else have you got going on in this section?
Actually, in this section, we have Building a Brain in Play-Doh. We try to sensitize people to what is brain science. And the idea is to sensitize kids to how complex the brain can be by making them make a brain in 10 steps.
So the person that's actually created the Build a Brain section is Dr. Lizzie Burns from the University of Oxford. Hello, Lizzie.
Hello.
So what's that section all about?
The idea is to sort of inspire and engage people with the brain, which is, I think, the most fascinating organ in our body. It's really what makes us who we are. It's where everything that we experience is happening, all our memories. It's extraordinary to think that a strange wrinkle thing is responsible for all those feelings. So it's also about trying to appreciate how beautiful it is. The real thing doesn't look very beautiful, it has to be said, but it is beautiful in terms of what it does. So people are actually able to sort of find out about what's inside their brain. There's loads of things in there as well, and what each part does, what would happen if those parts weren't working as well, what effect that would have on the person. So I've actually run this sort of workshop for very young children who love it, all the way up to real leading neuroscientists in their field, and they've loved it too. So everyone turns into an instant child. It's wonderful.
So I've come over to the brain section, and I'm here with Sam, who's currently in the middle of making a brain. Hello, Sam.
Hello.
So what have you been doing here?
I've been making a brain. There's this, like, instruction thing, and it tells you all the parts of the brain, and you have to make them in a certain order, and each one's a different colour.
And which stage are you at now?
I'm on the last stage.
Oh, OK, so your brain's nearly there. Oh, actually, I can see it. It's very impressive. So what have you learnt new today?
I've learnt, like, which part controls which bit. The front part that I'm making now controls the personality. The top part controls the movement and touch. And sides control vision. And the stem controls, like, your breathing and your heart.
Oh, that sounds like an absolutely fantastic way to learn about how your brain works, as well as creating a lovely sculpture for your mantelpiece. And that was Mira reporting from the Cambridge Science Festival's Biology Zones.
Sorting out the sparks from the quarks. The Naked Scientists. For more information, get online at nakedscientists.com.